We'll do the second maamar of the Parshas Noach, a review, which is basically a continuation of the posik and the first maamar that we just discussed. We discussed the Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu L'Chavis Esa'ava, which means Unuhoris Lo Yishtufua. He said that the great waters and the rivers cannot flood and extinguish the love that one has, and in this case, that one has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is these Mayim Rabim? Those are the preoccupation with one's livelihood. What are the rivers? The rivers are all these kinds of thoughts that keep on going back and forth. Should I do this, this, how do I... So those are all called waters and they're called rivers. And it would seem that they would distract a person from his love to Hashem and not allow for the person to become excited about Hashem. So the Pasuk says, no. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu l'chavis hasa'ava, unahoris lo yishtufuo. But the Rebbe explained earlier more than that. It's not only that these floods and that these preoccupations don't have the capability of distracting you, but on the contrary,
they bring you up.
They bring you to a higher level. And he explained that the level of b'chol moidecha, v'haftas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol moidecha means all your being, which means for the person to want to really be included in the highest levels of godliness, which means he is not satisfied even with the level of Gan Eden, whether it's Gan Eden Atachta, Gan Eden Elyon. The person has a tremendous yearning because of the realization that a whole week he's busy, as he explained before, in very materialistic and very physical mundane activities. And then he feels bad and he says, look where I have to deal with all these stuff. So he has a very strong pull. He has a strong yearning. He wants to go up all the ways up to Hashem. B'chol moedecha. That's the highest level. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol moedecha. So now the Rebbe explains that this is actually the following of the pasuk. What we say, it says over there, im yitein ish as kol hoin beisei be'ava. Even if a person gives all that he owns for this love, you know, trying to get this love, they will degrade. No, you can't do that. Which means like this, the level of hoin beisei would be the level of study. That would be the level of discussing the mitzvahs. The Rebbe basically wants to say, you can have a Talmud Chacham who is sitting and studying all the time to read. He's like in Gan Eden. Because the Rebbe explains, what's the idea of Gan Eden? That's the Gan Eden is the place in where Eden is the level of Chochmah. From Eden comes a gan, a garden, that you, from the level of wisdom, that you get the hamshocha into Eden, which means that the neshamas, the souls that are in Gan Eden, they're delighting and they're so excited. They're eating ice cream all the time. They're learning the reasons of the Torah, they're grasping ideas of the level of Chochmah, which is a very great level. But it's not the Ava of B'chol Meidecha. So, im yitein ish as kol hoin beisei. In other words, if you get all the levels that are reasonable, that are still connected to reason, to Hishtalshlus, to the level of Chochmah, it's still not, it's boiz yavoiz lo, it's not the level of atzmus, it's not the level of Hashem himself, which is the level of b'chol moedecha. Because all this is merely a ray. But the action, when you do tzedakah, you give the action, and you do the mitzvahs the way they are dressed up in a physical way, that's really the way to reach in, to tap in to the highest level. He says sometimes you see that in action you can get a higher grasp even than intellectually. So in other words, normally you would think that, oh, I explained it to you. But some things are not explainable. Something I gotta make like a, make you a hint. And the Gemara says, "Dai l'chakimo b'rimizo." A chacham can understand just by a hint, you point. So here, he's not even saying, he's not relating, it's not intellectual, it's ma'isa. It wants to bring out in the ma'isa ha-mitzvahs, in the action, this balesek, the guy who works, and he's not involved with learning Torah a whole week. But the ma'isa ha-mitzvahs, the act of mitzvahs, has such a power because the end is connected to the top. So the atzmus, the essence of Hashem, reveals itself, is connected to the level of action. So how is a person going to reach to that level of connection to Hashem? That comes through the Ma'isa HaMitzvahs. That's the Ma'isa HaMitzvahs. And the Pasuk further follows, as we're going to learn in the next Maimer, but the Pasuk further follows and says, Achois lonu ketano, the next Pasuk over there, it says, Maim ram l'uchlu chabes es ha'avu n'horz l'shtufu, imitin ish kol hoim beise ba'avu b'ishu b'ishu loy. Then it says, Achois lonu ketano, v'shodayim ein lo, ma nase lo b'yem ha'medubar. So, first we're going to see the rest of the Pasuk in the end of the next Maimer, but over here, he says, Achois lono ketana, which means, becomes like a sister, which means, Achois is like achas, one. But he says that the mitzvahs maisiyas makes us like a sister with HaKadosh Baruch, which means it makes us a connection, like we get up to the level, a child is a level down, a sister, a sibling is on the level up, which basically means we connect with Hashem. Basically, this Maimer, to sum it up, discusses and gives the point again that there's only that much in Gan Eden, but the Maise in this world, and this idea is going to be is greater, as it's going to be followed up in the next Maimer.